Okay, with that, I just have a couple of comments. Just going to mention, I think I talked a little bit about this last week about doing the 13 colonies special event station. Haven't really had a lot of fun with that. I normally don't send out for QSL cards, but I put them in the mail this week for all the stations that I worked. Kind of got big plans on if I get all the cards back, I'm making a little, kind of framing them, make a little something to hang up on the wall with them. I did want to mention another fun, and I did it once maybe years ago, but coming up in September, second week, is the Route 66 special event that lasts for the whole week. There's 20 stations all stationed along the route of 66, and that's really another fun special event. So you guys might want to put a little something on the calendar about that. Vinny, you would have fun with that. You fire up the HF rig, and that would kind of keep you busy, I guess. All right, I have more, but I'll wait for the next round. So let's go back up to KC8VOA. Rick was in and out. So, Rob, you're up, followed by Dave, KC8STL.
Very good, Dave. Doing a great job on the night here tonight. And ERL in the group, KC8STL. Sound like a tongue tie. Okay, about the show here, real quick. Yes, the show starts Thursday. I don't have a calendar in front of us. I think it's the 18th. It goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but usually around 3 o'clock Saturday, we're usually packing up and going back home. It does go till Sunday, but by Sunday, most people are already gone from the show there, but I usually back up midday Saturday and go back to Space City. But yes, but it does start on Thursday. But I come up Wednesday night, I have a chance to set up, and me and the gang just sit around and shoot the breeze and such. I got a little project this weekend up there. I'm going to, my friend has an old Kennedy shipboard receiver. He got it at an estate sale. It has a 301A tube in it. So I'm bringing up a bunch of stuff to get it on the air. It's a coil of wire for an antenna, break a sec. And even taking my RF signal generator to make sure the thing even works there. But now you think about West Branch, where we set up our engines, we have a row outlet, so we got 110 volt power. We have water for our engines, and LP gas is free for all the engine exhibitors that run their engines on LP gas. They have a big tank of gas, and your standbys every so many feet are in the line with all the gas engines, which is pretty cool. So, that radio, can't wait to get that on the air. That's going to be quite the job. But, the signal generator is going to be with me so that it makes sure it does actually work. So, I hope I have time for that high, but it's a lot of fun. So, I'm going to be mixing gas engines with radio. So, okay, other than that, Ken was still working good. All you got to do is get that mic socket for it. And other than that, it's working fine, even though I had that little mishap over field day. It's working fine. Hot Water 101, I told you about, is working great, too. And the Swan. I used the Swan quite a bit last week. Speaking of cards, you and I got to work on HF, and I need to exchange cards with you. I worked a couple of times on HF, but we'll have to do that one day. Maybe fire up the rigs and we can work each other. And I'd love to send you one of my cards, and I'd like to have one of your cards yourself, so. Okay, that's all I got to report. I talk way too much, so I'll hand it back to you, Dave. You have a good weekend and a good week and everything else. Be safe, and God bless you and your family. With that, NARL in the group. Yo, Charlie, it's your Delta Lima, 73 Dave. Over.
Okay, Rob. Well, you'll start having to, you should give that Kenwood a kitty cat name because it's using up some of his nine lives. But I'm glad that you saved it and that it's working. And thanks for the information on the show. I think I'm going to Google that. And with that, Dave, you are up next. and many you'll be following Dave. KE8PCQ. Oh, before I, Rob, about doing the QSL cards, yeah, we'll definitely need to do that. We'll get together. Dave, go ahead. You are up and then many to follow.
NADRL and the group. Thanks for the reminder on September for the second week. Route 66, I graduated out of college, 72, got in my 72 Chevy van, and I traveled the whole of Route 66. Was gone about a month and a half, so it was quite an experience. So the radio thing, that will be good. I can do it from my home. With that said, everybody have a great week. Try and stay cool.
Repeater side
88 PCQ 73 and back to net.
Well, that's interesting, Dave. You and I graduated from college about the same time. I got my bachelor's in 73, but it took me about 7 years to get through 4 years of school. But yeah, that must have been a great adventure. I bet there's a few stories about traveling the Route 66. Remember the TV show? I think it was Martin Milner, and I can't think of the other fellow. I think there was two different guys who were always driving along, and they had that 61 Corvette, maybe, something like that. That was a pretty cool show. Minnie, you are up next, and I was going to say something about the something else with Dave, but it'll come to me probably after we're done with that. So Minnie, go ahead, and then Rick will follow you. KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, my nephew and his girlfriend just took that trip on Route 66. They went the whole thing, and they really enjoyed it. They kept sending pictures and that of where they've been and what they were doing and that. And it was really interesting, all the stuff that they've done and put on Facebook. So anyway, other than that, like I say, I'm just staying inside, staying cool. This is KD8PAZ back to NADR. I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night, 73.
Yeah, that's those are the kind of things that you remember, and I wonder if they if your nephew and his girlfriend took some pictures of that. Interesting company along that route. Before I get to Rick, let's do a real quick standby. Is anyone else would like to join us for tonight's In Michigan Net?
KCBOA,
we'll
be back yet.
Okay, Rick. Well, go ahead and make your transmission.
Well, good evening, everybody. Hopefully everyone's surviving the heat fine. And so forth. The garden has been keeping me pretty busy along with other things going on. There's been numerous other things that's had me going here. Route 66. If you can get on that, if you can get on there and make contact with that special event, you want to do that. My understanding is Route 66 is supposed to be discontinued. So you want to follow up with that here soon. I thought it was supposed to be discontinued this year.
You talking about the special event, Rick?
Roger. Yep. So Route 66 was one of the numbered highways and everything else. It was established November 11th, 1926. And they're talking about shutting it down. It's 2,448 miles long. And so they were supposed to discontinue some of the highway and everything else on there. So officially it existed from November 11th, 1926 until June 26, 1985, but there's sections of it that I guess they're going to be shutting down.
Well, that'll be that's kind of too bad. A lot of businesses went out of business when they started shutting those sections of it down, I guess. So it was interesting, but hopefully that won't affect the special event. All right, gotta figure out where we left off at. I think we're to Rick, K8, or KF8, BLX. Go ahead, Rick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.